got balls. You really do.
Thank you.
Okay. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
See, on Wednesday, May 18th, when she came running in with her key, I believe
she's lying.
Okay.
She knows she's lying.
Uh-huh. It's just great. She won't give it up.
That's right. That's what you do. Stick to the story.
Even though you've got all of your proof about how we're being watched every time we go to scratch our ass, and the company's got some type of digital note of it.
I'm with you on this.
On what?
I'm with Beth Ann on this one because of the way that Colette is managing her workstation, because she has given me such a hard time about losing my card. And it's very frustrating. So I'm going to make every effort to keep the one that I have right here, because you will get no quarter out there from that woman. She will not assist or help anyone.
Well, in her defense, she's just trying to train us to remember this.
I don't need that.
I know, but I originally started this because I was coming to your defense.
How can Colette train people how to not lose their keys when Colette lost
hers? By making me stand outside the door for 15 minutes begging.
Not buzzing.
That's how she's training me.
She didn't make you stand outside the door today.
Yes, she did. Not today, but she did the other day.
Did she really?
Yes. Yeah. For an hour and a half.
No. How long, really?
An hour and a half.
I did not leave you out there for an hour and a half.
An hour and a half, 30 seconds. I have the proof.
I let you in when you didn't have your key.
It was an hour and a half.
Did you use the guest key yesterday because you lost your key?
The day before, it was an hour and a half.
No.
Yes.
No.
It was. You know it was. You're lying. You're a liar.
Hey. It could not have been an hour.
Yes, it was.
Watch it. You're talking about my lady now.
It was an hour and a half. Okay. Just turn about his fair play, Don.
It was an hour and a half. How'd you do the show?
It was an hour and a half.
How'd you do the show?
When I got here at 12 noon, it was an hour and a half.
You don't get here at 12 noon.
I do, too.
You get here about 2:30 and quarter to 3.
I do, too.
We have records.
Ask Tony Dick.
All right, bye, baby. Goodbye.
Bye.
That's when you know you really got to go. She really gets into that laugh, that real laugh.
Sure. Well, I'm telling the truth, though.
Oh, I believe you.
Thank you.
I believe you. She's lying. But I love
her. She's so good at it. Yeah.
She's great.
I actually felt like I was aging waiting to get in the building.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Don and Mike. Who is this?
Hey, Don. This is Drew.
Yes, Drew.
Hey, Drew, I'm in the security... hey, Drew. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Hey,
Come on.
Drew, what are you doing here, my friend? Drew.
It's very hard to hear.
Come on, Nancy, Drew. It's
not hard to hear at all. Everyone else does
not
fine.
Not acceptable. Not acceptable. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How have you been?
Okay, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm great. Good to talk to you guys. I know why they call previews trailers.
Okay, good. Why?
Okay, you know, they send movies in 3 reels. And when the movie studios sent the films, they put the previews at the end of the last reel, so they were trailers.
Bingo. There's the
reel.
I like that. That makes an easy explanation.
That makes sense. Hold on. That's another person. Boy, hey, setting this precedent, giving people prizes when they call.
It's a nice, clear answer.
But you got it. Where are you from, Jason?
I'm from Spokane, home of the great mayor.
Oh, that's Jim West. Yeah.
That's right.
The old game
let's see. For you, you've also got the Jeopardy prize pack with DVDs, CDs, and the Jeopardy board game. Watch Jeopardy's Ultimate Tournament of Champions this week. Who will beat the snot out of Ken Jennings? Thank you. Hold on a second.
That's good.
Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
This is Don from San Ramon.
Yes, hello, Don.
I'm gonna try to make Beth Ann cry because Colette is correct that she probably didn't lose her card. When you use an access card system, if the card is swiped at a reader, if it's not in the system for some reason, that's when you will get a display on the software that the card is not found.
Does anybody follow what this guy's saying? No, I wasn't listening.
I don't know.
We've grown weary of
this
case.
My friend. Hey, hold on, though. Beth Ann, would you just pick up line 2 in the other room? Just pick it up. Just talk to this guy off the air, please. B.A.?
Where you at, B.A.?
B.A., this we're part of the team.
This part of me stretch over these fields.
Oh, for Christ's sake, B.A., my nose is busting. I can't even breathe through it. I can hardly stand up. I can't believe what's going on, B.A.
Huh? Well, she's not going to pick it up. All right. Huh. See you later. She's not picking up the phone. Goodbye.
Yes, Mr. Smarty Pants computer, no etiquette.
Well, I'm afraid of that. You disobeyed a direct order.
He specifically told you to pick up
line two.
I heard. I can't do it.
You can't do what?
You can't do what? I'm just fooling with you, but what can't you do? Bethann?
Hi, are you listening to our show now?
I'm listening to your show.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
Me and you're talking at the same time.
Well, tell Joe not to talk to you while you're on the air.
Joe, he knows that.
Jesus. What is going on back there?
Party.
Big party. Big party. How come you didn't just pick up the phone and talk to that guy?
Well, first of all, I had to figure out which phone bank he was on, and then I had to bring up the little thing on my computer. And I was also doing the synopsis of the show. So I got a lot of things going on at the same time.
Okay, I understand.
And there's a party back here.
Yeah, save us some cake.
Fun.
Big party.
Yep.
Is there any D back there? I mean, besides Joe, who is one.
Oh, God, D.
Having a big D party?
Oh, man.
What the hell is he doing back there?
Tripping.
Staying past the bong, man.
Bye, Bethann.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We've got a trip to Las Vegas to give away.
Two.
And we're going to play a game to give away today's trip to Las Vegas.
Play a game, yeah.
From Independence there, the official airline of the Don and Mike Show, now flying to Seattle. Seattle, San Diego, San Francisco, Los Angeles, fly FYI, and get your Happy Bags game tag today. Fly FYI? FlyI.com.
Yes, FlyI.
Independence Air. Okay. We've played a game before called Guess the Whoopee,
mm-hmm.
where you call up and guess when the last time is it your mom or dad, made the beast with two backs.
Right.
Today we're going to play a game called Your Choice, either Guess the Oopsie,
yeah,
or Guess the Poopsie.
Okay.
Where we will call your mother or father. Now, let's tell you what's going on.
All right.
An oopsie is, when something happens and it shouldn't happen.
It's an accident.
It's pants. It's gas gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you hit oil. You know?
Guess the oopsie.
Yeah, you know, that when you get an oopsie.
Hit mud.
Just a little dollop.
Right.
Right. Now, this happens to a lot of old people. Oopsies happen.
Right.
As opposed to a poopsie. Which would be just a regular,
mm-hmm.
like, for instance, Mike, I would offer up myself, the last time if we were going to play with me, you would probably want to guess poopsie rather than oopsie,
yeah.
since you know that's the category you would select.
Yeah, you'd have to.
And on the oopsies, if you're going to choose oopsie, guess the last time your mom or dad had an oopsie, we'll give you, like, a day either way.
Okay.
But if it's a poopsie, you've got to get it within the hour.
Right. And the struggle here will be, with the older folks that are trying to, we're trying to communicate to them what an oopsie is.
See, this, Rob will be able to pick up the telephone and speak to the elderly folks off the air.
Nobody knows about
to explain the difference between the oopsie and the poopsie.
Oopsie and the poopsie.
Oopsie and the poopsie.
Very good. Oopsie and a poopsie. And, if you have younger parents or grandparents, are we calling grandparents only?
Oh, yeah. No, grandparents or, mm-hmm. or parents.
Oh. Okay, grandparents or parents.
It's guess the oopsie or guess the poopsie.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was going to play with Mike, for instance, I'd play guess the poopsie.
All right.
And I would say, probably 11 a.m.
Absolutely. I mean, almost perfect. About 11:15.
Okay, see, I would be a big fat winner. Now, with me, would you want to play oopsie or poopsie?
Poopsie.
Go ahead, play.
And I will guess 6:30 a.m.
Had a second attack.
Oh, really?
At about 8:45.
Oh, that was the last time.
That was the last. So it's got to be the last time. The last time.
You had the pain about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Rob,
you going to play oopsie or poopsie with Rob? Because, you could turn it around,
mm-hmm.
and you could play oopsie. It doesn't have to be poopsie.
Right.
Which you want to play?
You want to play, and incidentally, if you want to play oopsie with me, you can play that, too.
Oopsie with you?
Yeah.
How about last weekend?
You follow me around with a camera? I'm very, very concerned. Yeah, and the giant.
Yes,
in
the grocery store.
And here's the deal. It turned out not to be
an oopsie.
But I was almost certain that it was an oopsie.
Don't you hate that?
I have to check.
Yeah, I had to go home and check, which means doesn't that count as an oopsie?
Yes, because mm-hmm. You look at the paper and you go
right, exactly.
That was a waste of a sit-down.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no...
That was a waste of a perfectly good sit.
There was nothing there. It was just a great
clean.
Deal... Apparently a great deal of humidity.
It's clean. It's decent.
Absolutely.
Buzz?
Yes?
Now, see, with Buzz, because he's an old guy, we really can play the oops.
Well, he's also had a little illness recently.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm going to get...
It should be easy, then.
Can we play the...
Either one.
How about you want to take oopsie or poopsie? I'll take whatever you don't take.
I'll take oopsie.
Then I'll take poopsie.
I'll say that he had an oopsie last Friday.
And I think he had
I'm sorry, last Thursday night. That's correct.
And I think he had a poopsie. It would be...
1978.
No.
If only it were that recent.
I'm going to say 10 a.m.
Oh, no. Sorry.
What?
6:20.
6:20 a.m.
6:20 a.m.
Oh, you get up that early?
Yeah, I do.
Wow. That'd be the big loser on that.
Yeah, man.
Okay, Rob?
Yeah?
Last oopsie, I'm going to say was probably...
as we came out of commercials.
No, hold on. When's the last time you were up at the beach with your dad, or just you and your dad?
A couple months ago, so I'll say March.
Okay, that's when I think, and I don't know, but that's when I'm going to guess your last oopsie was.
Actually, my last oopsie was in year 2000.
Oh, really?
We were in New York City. And do you remember I got the flu up there?
Yeah.
And I vomited so horribly that I have to apologize to the staff of the Park Central Hotel.
Ah! All right, Mike, now Mike plays guess the poopsie with Rob.
Okay, and it has to be within the hour, right?
Within the hour.
All right. Poopsie, I'm going to guess, I'm going to say 9:30.
That's a pretty good guess, but 11:15, because it was just after the Price is Right started.
Ah, now we know.
See, now, this is the magic. It's not guess the whoopee.
Right.
No.
It's either guess the oopsie...
Or the poopsie.
Or guess the poopsie.
You make the choice.
And the winner gets the trip to Las Vegas today from Independence Air.
Very good.
So call us at 877-365-3636.
Any kind of bonus for an oopsie guess? Because it's a much more difficult task than a poopsie guess. Just our undying respect.
No, I tell you what. We'll double up. We'll do four tickets to Las Vegas.
Okay.
If you're brave enough to take the oopsie as opposed to the poopsie.
That's much more of a hit and miss proposition.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm very, very f***ing sick.
It's Major Bill Smith. Too hot for television.
My f***ing nails grow. All the cotton picking women are jealous of my motherfucking fingernails.
It's the real Major Bill Smith, the man the censors didn't want.